Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, The Business of the Bakken, we talk with Glenn Mann of Oleum Tech. Mann, a regional sales manager for the Rockies Territory, deals in technology and automated software. This interview is sponsored by The Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. For more information, visit their website at www.thecrudelife.com. Now back to our interview with Glenn Mann of Oleum Tech.
Well, I've been moving around a lot these days. From apartment to apartment, state to state, and it doesn't really matter where I go.
My name is Glenn Mann. I'm the regional manager for Oleum Tech.
Oleum Tech, for those people who might not be familiar with it, here's a little elevator pitch commercial for you. What is it you guys do?
Our company is based on wireless technology. We make battery-powered transmitters used upstream in the oil and gas industry. They're area classified for use in hazardous areas such as Class 1 Div 1 applications. Our instruments measure level, pressure, flow, temperature, cathodic protection, other process parameters that you'd be likely to find in an upstream oil and gas production area.
The oil and gas industry, as well as maybe some other ones, seem to be going more towards this wireless sensory route for monitoring. What have you seen over the last X amount of years within your industry in terms of first within oil and gas, but then just your industry as a whole affecting other industries?
Right, that's a good observation. Wireless is certainly a common technology that the everyday person is encountering more and more. Less and less people even have a hardline phone to their home because we've all enjoyed the benefits of ubiquitous cellular coverage. Our wireless technology does not use cellular radios. However, people are becoming accustomed to reliability of wireless. Our technology works on wireless 900 megahertz, unlicensed. We intentionally run a short distance between the wellhead and the local control system. So approximately 7,500 feet is our advertised distance. And because of that, a lot of the operators are starting to realize the advantages over having to pull cable and conduit to those same sensors. The industry trends in general, I think you're just going to see more and more wireless. There's a lot of companies out there that make radios. Oleum Tech is unique that we have taken the extra step of integrating the level and other process instrument process parameters into the radio so that there is no need for additional assembly and integration. Once you buy an Oleum Tech solution, you can pretty much just throw and go. The process instrument's already applicable to the situation. Again, Class 1 Div 1, an explosive atmosphere. No additional external wiring or other solar panels. It's completely self-contained. So you're going to start to see a lot other manufacturers coming up with this. And we're excited to be leading that market. We're certainly bracing ourselves for the other competitors are starting to come into our space, but we're the ones to follow at the moment.
Wireless and energy. Let's talk about some fail-safes, I guess. When you think of wireless, is there any, what happens if the power goes out? What happens if, do you rely on satellites? Do you rely on a Wi-Fi connection? Do you have a Verizon MiFi?
Right, yeah, and that's good. There is quite a bit of opportunity for confusion in the wireless space. You mentioned several popular wireless technologies that the common layperson will encounter in their daily travels. If they go into a hot spot of a coffee shop, Wi-Fi is by design open protocol and open access. Our technology is actually a non-published protocol. It's running on a frequency in the ISM band called 900 megahertz. To your point of the failure, it's ironic because a lot of people are still very convinced that hardwired for critical path communications is superior to wireless, but I have yet to discover a self-healing wire. If a trencher or other mechanical interference occurs and cuts the cable, somebody must go to the location immediately to repair that cable. Find the break, repair the break. With wireless, there is nothing to break in terms of a physical cable. It turns out the wireless technology allows you a lot more health and welfare to know the integrity of the link. If the link is compromised, you can account for that, and you can take corrective actions as a result of the break of the link. Power failure is sometimes another issue that you definitely need to be aware of. In a hardwired situation, if the cable breaks, the cable is broken and it needs to be physically repaired. In a wireless situation, if the battery goes out, certainly that particular sensor is now unavailable until the battery is tended to. But we know immediately when that battery has stopped providing power to that sensor, because that sensor's disappearance from the network is accounted for and reported immediately. Additionally, if the battery is going through its normal degeneration over time, we've got tables and forecasts to tell you when the battery likely needs to be replaced, so you can proactively replace the battery before it fails. On the other side of the circuit, that's typically provided power with an existing solar system that's powering off of the RTU or PLC, or it's coming from mains power that's running the rest of the location. So that power is usually backed up with a UPS battery or other conventional power source. So both ends of the circuit definitely rely on power as a hardwired system would. And we've just got more integrity checking mechanisms to ensure that that link loss is proactively noted and reported on.
Oil execs are oil executives are often known as tough to work with or bear cats from time to time. How are you finding working with the oil and gas?
Yeah, I'm still learning my way around with the oil and gas market executives and what really is important to them. I think they quickly realize the advantages of our technology in terms of quicker to deploy and less maintenance going forward. Working with some of these executives, they're very pro-technology. They certainly attribute the advances of technology for the reason why the Bakken has become such an incredible play. If you step back and look at the technology unrelated to our technology in the underground exploitation with 3D seismic and directional drilling and multi-stage fracking, those are all technologies that weren't really commonly available to these same executives just a few years ago. So those executives that are exploiting technology to take advantage of these hot plays such as the Bakken, I think will be quite receptive to exploiting technology on the surface to ensure minimal downtime and other unexpected disruptions to the production. So far, it's a mixed bag. There's definitely the old school, prefers hardwired, and that's their choice. Then there's the more progressive executives and the more progressive companies that are starting to see the advantages of wireless. That's where we're getting our initial early adopter success. And the nice thing about the oil patches is one producer has an exceptionally high-performing operation, and they're always scouting their competing plays, and they more and more are starting to find out that the successful operators are operating with an Oleum Tech-based wireless system. And the message is getting out there. The business is growing very well for Oleum Tech. And I think the executives that haven't paid attention to this segment of using automation on the surface will start to see it.
Big data. Are you familiar with big data?
I guess there's a lot of ways to interpret big data. Yeah, I would say that.
And that was Glenn Mann of Oleum Tech. To listen to the full-length interview or other Business of the Bakken interviews, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. I'd like to remind you that interview was brought to you by The Crude Life. When you want to make money the crude way, contact The Crude Life. If you have a project that requires a crude approach, then contact The Crude Life. Visit their website at www.thecrudelife.com. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken. For past shows, interviews, or print features, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. For past shows, visit our website or visit iTunes, where Building the Bakken is available. In addition to Building the Bakken Radio, I'm also a featured column for a variety of publications. Visit our website for a full length of our print affiliates, as well as our entire media network. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken.
Now there are days when I feel lost and separated, and every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota, take a job and find a wife, finally settle down. But right now...